In 1901, a woman by the name of Annie Taylor climbed into a barrel so that she could ride that barrel over Niagara Falls, the first person to do so. The reason for her crazy endeavor? She was struggling to make ends meet, and she was hoping for fame and financial security. It's Ryan from United Faith Mortgage, a faith and family mortgage team that tries to improve your financial outlook without having to ship you over a 170-foot waterfall. Our mortgage team happens to be an arm of a bigger company who is a direct lender, which means our company gets to use its own money and make its own decisions within its own walls. There's no middleman. This advantage often allows us to get you a better rate, which can save you monthly and lifelong money through a refinance, or help you with a cash-out refinance, cashing out some of your home's equity to use for life. We are United Faith Mortgage.
United Faith Mortgage is a DBA of United Mortgage Corp., 25 Melville Park Road, Melville, New York. Licensed mortgage banker. For all licensing information, go to NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Corporate NMLS number 1330. Equal housing lender. Not licensed in Alaska, Hawaii, Georgia, Massachusetts, North Dakota, South Dakota, and Utah.
Gary Schneeberger, he's the assistant to the president of media relations at Focus on the Family, and he's joining us this morning. We're going to be talking about family issues. Good morning to you, Gary.
Good morning to you guys. It's been a while, so I'm glad to be back.
Yeah, Gary, thanks so much for just taking a few moments to join us here today. Many people, if they have a computer or a smartphone or something, have seen that there's a film coming out this weekend, really kind of focusing on the Smallbone family. It's called Unsung Hero. If people don't know the Smallbones, they might know Joel and Luke from For King and Country. So I want you to talk about this because Focus on the Family, I understand, is having a partnership surrounding this film. So talk to us a little bit about that.
Sure. We are the Family Ministry Resource Partner. So what that means is there are a lot of issues raised in this film that families go through. As you indicated, it's about the Smallbone family, not just for King and Country, but the oldest child in the family is the Christian singer Rebecca St. James. So they struggle with. He is a promoter, David Smallbone, the dad, the patriarch of the family, is a promoter in Australia, successful promoter of Christian music acts. But in the early 90s, a recession hits. He loses everything. In the movie, he talks about he loses $500,000, and they have nothing. They move to America because he's trying to rebuild his career. And in doing so, they're sleeping on beds made out of clothes. They have no car. They really don't have a lot of money for food. And so the issues that are brought up throughout that, as you might imagine, are conflict between spouses. How do you resolve that in a healthy way? Loving your kids, telling the truth to your kids, being authentic to your kids. That's another thing that shows up in the film. How do you start over again? Not just with a career, but in a new country. We talk about that at Focus on the Family too. So what we've done is we've created a resource site around the film that takes key moments in the film, key lessons in the film, and offer resources to people who may be going through some of those same situations. Excellent movie, but we're going beyond, quote-unquote, promoting the movie and actually offering resources to people who might find themselves, circumstances may be different, but the issues can be the same. We're offering resources to them to help them get past those situations.
Okay.
You're hearing from Gary Schneeberger of Focus on the Family talking about what they're doing in conjunction with the movie Unsung Hero, which comes out on April the 26th. And I think this is an amazing way to use Christian media to minister, the way you guys are coming alongside to say, hey, what you see in this movie happens in real life. And so the movie's a lot deeper than, hey, this is just a rags to riches story of these famous people. Right. But these are things that families are struggling with all over the nation, all over the world. And how do you come alongside the families to strengthen, let's say, for instance, and conflict resolution when there is a financial crisis? Because that's one of the main reasons people get divorced, right? Finances and arguing over finances.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's, you know, one of the resources that we have at our resource site. One of the things that Focus on the Family has been doing for close to 50 years, 47 years now, is offering those kinds of of assistance to folks. You know, two of the things that are key on the resource page that we have is a parenting assessment and a marriage assessment. And it's where you can find out, you know, you sort of put your pin in the map of where you are in your marriage, what you need to work on, what you're strong at. Same thing with your parenting. Those are some things that help people who see this movie, who may be stirred by some of the issues, who may find themselves in some of the same situations. These are just some of the, we have articles, we have videos, we have all kinds of things that can help people navigate their way through this. It's interesting how this partnership happened. Is kind of interesting. At the National Religious Broadcasters Convention, I met with Luke Smallbone, who's one of the two members of For King and Country, with his brother Joel. And Joel, by the way, co-directed, co-wrote, and stars as his dad in this movie. As he said, it was a very intense therapy session for him to play his dad in this film. But one of the things Luke told me when I met with him for the first time was, you know, after we finished the film, he told me, we realized, you know, Focus on the Family could have made this movie. That's how the stars of the film, those who created the film, saw the connection between the issues that their family faced and the issues families are facing all across the country, all across the globe right now.
Gary Schneeberger is our guest. He is the assistant to the media president of all things media at Focus on the Family. And Gary, thanks so much for being here today, talking about some of the themes that are present in the upcoming movie Unsung Hero. And one of them is David, who is the patriarch of the family, loses everything and is trying to rebuild his career, makes that step, which seems like he's moving in the right direction, only to have the rug pulled out from under him again, and it's crushing for him. And I know that it's difficult when, well, I'm just speaking from experience, when you have really placed your identity in what you do and that thing that you do is ripped from you. What do you do with that? We see that played out in the film. What about in real life? Are there some resources that are available through Focus to help men through issues like that?
Absolutely. I mean, you can definitely search at focusonthefamily.com, type in parenting, fatherhood, you know, you'll find articles. But on that resource page that we created for the movie, I just pulled it up, and there's an article in the resources for the film that we have called Creating Security in Difficult Times. And here's just one tip that they offer, because if you're going through a difficult time and you're stressed out and you're trying to rebuild something, one of the things that our folks at Focus suggest is to create a stop and think card. And this is what it says. It says, find the 3x5 card. On one side, write out a Bible verse such as Joshua 1:9, be strong and courageous. Do not tremble or be dismayed, for your God is with you wherever you go. And when you feel the fear that things won't get better, it's helpful to know, as Joshua says, that we're not alone. And then it says, over the next several months, of upcoming transition time, when the fear hits us again, take out your card, read the verse, know you're not alone. Mm-hmm. Turn the card over and put a tally mark on the back. I've gotten through one more moment where I was stressed. That's just one, you know, I think very creative way of doing things. The other thing in the film that comes through loud and clear, and this is the part for me that's emotional. When I watched, I've seen the movie now three times because we're partners on it, and each time I see this, I'm very emotional. And there's a scene where David Smallbone, the father, after all the things that he has misstepped in with his children, with his wife, he goes to his daughter Rebecca and says, you know, who is Rebecca St. James, who is a great Christian singer, whose career took off in the 90s, says to her, you know, I don't care. You have a beautiful voice. You're a beautiful singer. But more importantly, you're a beautiful person. And I want you to know that. I can't say it without getting broken up, because that kind of authenticity, that kind of honesty. I mean, Rebecca did yesterday we dropped a broadcast with the Smallbones about this movie, about their experience that formed the movie. And Rebecca still talks about how much that meant to her, that her dad was that authentic and that vulnerable to talk about what he was going through and to apologize when he got it wrong. And I think that is, there's a number of resources at Focus that speak to that, but the broadcast, go grab yesterday's broadcast, folks, and listen to that, because from the kids themselves comes the experience they had in how their parents reset things, how their parents won back their trust. They never lost their love, but they were the kids were a little off balance on, is this a safe space? They realized it was indeed because of the intentional way their parents were authentic and vulnerable. And I think you can't do enough of that.
Yeah. Gary, thank you so much for just pointing that out. And that's something that is kind of hard for, us as men or myself, is you think you need to have it all together. And if you don't, when you blow it, you want to fix it rather than having that authentic moment of saying, I completely blew it and I misstepped here, or I said something I should have, my apologies. And that moment is so much more effective, I think, in parenting than it is actually getting it right all the time, so that you never have to face those difficult moments. And thank you so much for just pointing out that beautiful moment in the film.
Mm. Yeah. I mean, it is. It's funny. I've watched the film three times. I saw it once, though, at the world premiere in Nashville last week. And it was the first time I saw it sort of in the wild with other people, not just me at my computer. Mm-hmm. And to watch the way those moments like that impacted the audience was very powerful, because it does ring true, and it doesn't ring true. And I don't think it has that emotional connection like just happened to me. Every time I talk about it, I get weepy. Mm-hmm. Not only because it's a powerful moment in a movie and that touches you, it's because we all have had those experiences. We've had those experiences where we've needed to be forgiven, mm-hmm. Where we've had to summon the courage to ask for forgiveness, where we've had to, you know, step up as a spouse and say, I'm sorry to our spouse, or to Sam's. Those are powerful, growing moments, and the movie does a great job of talking about them. I like to believe it's true. I think people would agree. Focus on the Family's been a good job for 57 years and help people navigate those moments, and it's just very special for us to be aligned with this film, combining our forces to that for families.
Okay.
Hearing from Gary Schneeberger, and I wanted to ask, I know this movie's coming out in just 3 days. You know, it sounds like such a redemptive story, of course, because we see the other side of it and see the success of these musicians and their walk with Christ. There's going to be families attending who have gone through divorce, who are in step family or blended families, and maybe even would stir up regret for them or pain. How can they see redemption in this story?
Yeah, well, I mean, you're talking right now to someone who is in one of the situations that you just described. I've been through divorce. I'm someone who is in a blended family, and I can tell you those moments are meaningful to me because I've seen those play out in my own life with my children. I've had to look them in the eyes and say, I'm sorry, I blew it here. That moment of discomfort, and you're right, it can be uncomfortable. We want to fix things. But that moment of discomfort pays dividends for years. And it's a relationship. So I think the great thing about this film and the way that it goes about depicting it is that it shows a road forward, pretty much any kind of stumble, misstep, challenge that you face as a family. It shows a way that you can push and pull the right levers in your spirit.
Yeah, thank you so much. One last question for you, Gary. You had mentioned that you are the partner with this, the family resource partner. If somebody watches the film and they want to get a hand on some of their resources, where exactly do they go to find that?
Good. Thank you for that. It's focusonthefamily.com. That's the easy part. Focusonthefamily.com/unsung-hero. So it's focusonthefamily.com/unsung-hero, and it'll give you resources. It'll give you things you can use in your church. You'll see the trailer. But look for the section "Follow the Journey," which takes those key moments in the movie and then offer folks resources that speak to each of those key moments. There's like nine of key moments
Okay.
that address with resources.
Yeah, thank you, Gary. We're breaking up there at the very end. So if you're interested in some of the resources that you might see in the film, if you go and see it, go ahead and check it out. FocusOnTheFamily.com/unsung-hero. Mm-hmm. That's the easiest way to get a hold of them. We'll also put a link on there for you so that maybe you don't want to wait for the film. You want to get a hold of some of these resources because some of the issues that we were talking about today are issues that you're working through right now. So we want to get those resources in your hands so you don't have to wait. Again, FocusOnTheFamily.com/unsung-hero.